So it's the first week of spring, and the week before was the whole time change thing, you know. Not fall back. What's the other one? Spring forward. Yes. How could I forget? How can anyone forget, really? Actually, you know what? I can tell you how you can forget. When you spring forward, it really messes up your system, as all of you probably already know. And for 1 hour of lost sleep, sometimes it can take up to 4 days to recover, a week even. So if during this past week you felt a little off, if you haven't been on, you know, like you've been feeling off, so you're not on, and you're rambling on as I am right now, and you're just feeling, you know, not very good. Well, know that, in fact, just 1 hour of lost sleep, if you're already not sleeping well. So, for instance, let's say the average person is supposed to sleep 7 to 9 hours a night, 7 to 8, more like, but yes, 9 as well. But if you're only sleeping, let's say, 7 hours a night, and then all of a sudden, which is good, actually, 7 hours is good, but then you have that spring forward thing, you lose the hour, and then you get only 6 hours of sleep. Imagine what that does. And that's just 1 hour. Imagine what it's like if a person is already sleep deprived, which is a lot of people, right? I mean, I think I have mentioned on this podcast that we are living in a sleep-deprived world, and that it has been called sleep deprivation, that is, has been called a pandemic, right? Let's just assume that you're sleeping 6.5 hours. Remove that hour of sleep, and how many hours of sleep do you get? 5.5 hours? 5 hours? That's clearly not enough. Now, how about all those people I speak with who tell me that they are only sleeping 5 hours a night? That's 4 hours. Imagine that. Imagine the sleep debt that is accumulating, or that has accumulated already. And now, on top of that, you have this spring forward decreasing your time spent asleep even more. So, for all of you out there who are feeling kind of off, know that you're not alone. Because that's just what it's like. Conversely, once it switches back in the fall, you'll feel a lot better. So I think I've spoken about this before. I've certainly written about this in my blog, sleepwellblog.org. Well, in my blog, I've written about how people, after the time change, during the spring, that is, when they lose sleep, there's an increase in accidents. There's an increase in heart attacks the day after. That's pretty significant. You know, you can see the effects right away. And then, conversely, you see a decrease in heart attacks, etc., in the fall. That you can see the parallels, but in obviously opposite directions. And that's just from 1 hour of lost sleep. And yet, so many people do this on a regular basis, right? So, how do you now kind of transition into it? Well, the first thing is to reestablish your sleep schedule, right? So now it's about maintaining that consistency. And yes, I know it is a bit of a challenge because your body might not necessarily want to fall asleep earlier. And of course, if you're like me, and if you're a night owl, then you know that your body really doesn't want to sleep an hour earlier than you normally would. So, what does that mean? Like, one tip. There are a lot of things that can be done, but obviously, important is to have good sleep hygiene, establish that sleep pattern as soon as possible, as soon as you wake up. make sure that you get light. That is, if it's bright enough out there. Obviously, if it's not bright enough out, sorry, if it's not bright enough out there because it's still dark outside, then turn the lights on at home. If you happen to have one of those lamps that are full spectrum light lamps, that it will actually, give you the effect of sunlight. You can find them online, and you can definitely use one to help you get yourself some rays, even if it's artificial. And then for those of you who don't have that, then, turn up the lights, turn it on, turn on all the lights. Yes, so that's my tip for you for the day. And what else have I been doing? So much, actually, so much has been going on. I started a new community page on Instagram. It's interesting. I don't know what made me do it. Do you ever get those moments of inspiration where it's like, okay, I think we should start the community page now? And then you do. And then you realize, oh, I'm not really sure that I'm ready to do this right now, but it's done. But you kind of sit on it for a while. Well, that's sort of what happened to me. But then I told one of my friends, and she's like, oh, wow, that's cool. And then I remember she posted on Instagram, tagged my new page. She's like, oh, this is what you've been telling me about in terms of sleep. And then, of course, I was like, oh, well, perhaps they click on my new profile page for the group and they'll see that there's nothing there. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I guess that's the sign that I need to start working on this. So I began working on the posts. And yes, now officially I launched it and it's there for you to join. So, where can you find it? Well, you just go to your Instagram and then you click on at Night Owl Advantage. And what is this page about? Really, it is about empowering night owls like me, especially entrepreneurs, leaders as well, creatives, all of you out there who have a business and want to become more productive. I am certain that you've been hearing more and more about the importance of morning routines. Well, let me tell you that those routines are not necessary for you to be productive, especially as a night owl. In fact, they can harm your productivity. Well, what I wanted to do was gather a community of night owls so that you will, first of all, A, learn about why researchers are looking into your habits, what they found out about all of us, how it's not all as bad as some of those people make it out to seem. Like, if you've ever read The Morning Miracle for Entrepreneurs, oh my Lord, I remember reading it and thinking, okay, they just cherry-picked the research right here. Or everything they're writing about night owls is negative. When in fact, there are many positives about being one. Why isn't that there? Oh well, in any case, that's how it all started, really. It was last summer I was reading it and I was like, this can't be real. And every single conference I attended and every single coach I spoke to was talking about a morning routine. And I was thinking, how? I remember hearing the person who first spoke about it, the Morning Miracle, actually. I remember I had gone to a conference several years ago for it was a business conference, and he was a speaker. And of course, I was on a research team studying sleep. So I knew that, okay, I'm really glad he went through all of that and that he was able to, learn how to establish one for himself, and it worked out well for him. However, knowing what I knew about circadian rhythms, circadian alignment, health, wellness, and productivity, it didn't make any sense to me for that to be, applied to a night owl, evening types. But it was. And then, lo and behold, 3 or 4 years later, every single life coach out there, business coach, is telling night owls that they have to wake up in the morning when, for many of us, that's when we're about to fall asleep. Well, depending on how extreme you are, right? In terms of your circadian rhythm. All I'm trying to say is it doesn't work for people who are evening types, and yet it's being marketed that way. So I was so sick and tired of it that I said, you know what? I'm just going to share what I know. And hopefully people will learn more about night owls and we won't be stigmatized within the 9-to-5 world as we are now. Oh, I have stories to share about that. I think I'll be sharing more about that actually in upcoming episodes. I won't be ranting all that much, really. It's just to raise awareness of some of the things that we face as night owls. And for those of you who aren't and who are listening to this, maybe you're morning larks. You know, in that case, yes, go by all means have your morning routine. That's good for you. You're a morning lark. But it's not necessarily the same. Actually, it's not the same for the night owl or the evening type. We are different. And it's not all bad, though, this difference. You know, diversity can be good, as we know, right? So, there's more I have to say, but I'll save that for another episode. In the meantime, click that link to Instagram that I'm going to be, I think I'll put that link on right below this episode, you know, at the description of the episode thingy, majigger, right? Sorry, spring forward messed me up a little bit, and as a night owl, it messes you up even more. In any case, click on it, join me, I'll be posting, it's a community, and I'll give you more updates on what I plan on doing with it as time progresses and we get closer to doing what we're hoping to do with that page. And we really want to give you value. We really want to make people know that they're not alone. And yeah, that's about it for today. Take care, all of you. Spring is here. Yes, I'm complaining about the spring forward, but I am glad that spring is here. I love winter. It's like it's one of my favorite seasons, in fact. It's a very special season for me. I mean, I live in a country that is almost synonymous with winter. But I am looking forward to spring. I love the different seasons. I love my 4 seasons. Okay, take care. Stay healthy. Sleep well. Bye.